Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shkalim. The word truma means to raise out, so we usually use that when we're referencing something that is being taken out of a larger object, and usually for a purpose. And with produce, as we discussed in Seder Zroim, when we take truma, we are taking a portion out that is given to the Kohen. And that, of course, represents the idea that all the produce is really from Hashem and it really belongs to Hashem. And so we take this part as the representative part of the whole and give it back to Hashem. And Hashem gives it to the Kohen to demonstrate that it all belongs to God. So too, the shkalim are collected in a storage room, which is called a lishka, an office. And Trumas Halishka involves taking some of the shkalim out of that big collection in the room for actual use in purchasing karbanos, because they didn't need all of the shkalim to purchase the karbanos. And so those shkalim that are taken are kind of representative of all of the shkalim, so that the karbanos, even though they are actually purchased with only some of the shkalim, are actually karbanos that are coming from all of Bnei Yisrael. This truma, Trumas Halishka, is the topic of Perek Gimel. And so Mishnah Aleph tells us, B'shlosha prakim bashana tarmin es halishka. There are three times a year that we take this truma, that we take coins, take shkalim out of the lishka in order to purchase karbanos. And these three times are Bifros HaPesach. Now, when we say Bifros HaPesach, parus means cut or split. And so when we talk about pros, we're talking here about half a month, a split month, so 15 days. So Bifros HaPesach means 15 days before Pesach. Now, depending on whether there are 30 days or 29 days in the month of Adar, it's either the 29th or 30th of Adar, because, of course, Pesach is the carbon Pesach is brought on the 14th of Nisan. So we're talking about either the 29th or the 30th of Adar. That is the first one. The second one is Bifros Atzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, which is the 35th day of the Omer. So now we're not talking about so long right after the previous one. And the third one is Bifros HaChag, 15 days before Sukkot. So 15 days before Sukkot is Rosh Hashanah. Now, we are going to see in Mishnah Gimel why these three times and what each of these three times represents. Those are the three times that are Trumas Halishka. Now, while we are talking about Trumas Halishka, we're talking about these three specific times, Rabbi Akiva says, hey, you know what? The truth is, Vehein Granos L'Maiser Behema, Div Rabbi Akiva. The halachas of Maiser Behema are that when we have animals born to our flocks, so we're talking about here cows, sheep, and goats. When we have cows, sheep, and goats born to our flocks, so we have an obligation to take Maiser on those animals and bring them as karbanos, as Maiser Behema. And so those animals that are brought are basically every 10th animal. So it's basically 10%, rounded down. So it's every 10th animal. And it is until, and when this time period comes around, he calls them the grunos. Grunos is a term that we know from Zra'im, is a granary. And so it's a borrowed term here, because basically in grain, in produce, we said that when you harvest your product, it's not yet chayv and meiser until you bring it to the granary and you finish its processing. We call it sometimes meruach hakri, or it's goren. And that is when the processing is complete. And at that point, it becomes chayv and meiser. And once it becomes chayv and meiser, you can no longer eat it at all until you take trumas and meisros. So too with meiser behema. You have baby animals, and once this point comes of the Goren, these times of the year, these three times of the year, the animals that were born during that period of time cannot be used in any way until you take Maiser from them. And so that means that when we set these times for Maiser Behema, that means that any animal that is born, for example, before the 30th of Adar, cannot be used until you take Maiser Behema. And we have to take Ma'aser B'Yamin on all the animals that were born between Rosh Hashanah and the 30th of Adar. And then again, all the animals that were born between Lamed Adar and 15 days before Shavuos. And then again, all the animals that are born between 15 days before Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. Right, so those are our three periods of time during which we take Ma'aser Behema. And these times happen to correspond to the Trumas HaLishka. And they both are related, of course, to Korbanos. Why is it important that people take Ma'aser Behema before these times, before the Regalim? Because we want there to be animals available for people to bring Korbanos. And so, therefore, we want them to take Trumas Ma'aser, Ma'aser Behema, so that the animals will be available to use for korbanos, particularly around Pesach time. We need lots of korban Pesach, which are sheep and goats under 1 year old. So we need these young animals to have their meiser already taken, so that people can use them for korbanos. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Right, these three times are the same three times for meiser behema. Now Ben Azai and Rabbi Elzer ben Shimon are both going to disagree. There's three people, but two opinions. Ben Azai is going to disagree, but he doesn't disagree about Trumas HaLishka. Nobody disagrees about Trumas HaLishka. These are the times for Trumas HaLishka. What they disagree about is the times for Ma'aser Behema. And this actually is a Mishnah that is repeated in more than one way, in Bechoros, as well as in back in Seder Zoraim. So the Ben Azai Omer, Be'esher Metisha Be'adar, he says, you know what, the three grunos are the 29th of Adar. Now, the 29th of Adar is very similar to what Rabbi Akiva said, except that Ben Azai holds that Adar is always chaser. Adar, I never has 30 days. So Rabbi Akiva said simply 15 days before Pesach, because sometimes Adar is chmalei, and sometimes it's chaser, and therefore it could be the 30th of Adar or the 29th of Adar. Ben Azai's point is that there is never a 30th of Adar. 15 days before Pesach is always the 29th of Adar. And that is the first time. The second time is Be'echad B'Sivan, the first of Sivan. The first of Sivan is not 15 days before Shavuos. It's only a few days before Shavuos. However, there are not so many animals born during Sefira. We're talking about a relatively short period between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We're talking about basically 2 months. And there aren't so many animals, and we want them to be available for Yom Tov. So since there aren't so many animals, if we made it 15 days before, there would be even less animals, because there'd be less animals born, and people will already eat them or use them as korbanos even before Shavuos. And therefore, we delay it really almost up to the Yom Tov itself, and at that point, the animals will be, the animals that are born, the relatively small animals are born, that a number of animals that are born between Pesach and Shavuos, between the beginning of Nisan and the beginning of Sivan, will be available for korbanos for Shavuos. And the third time is Uve Esrim V'Tisha Be'av, the 29th of Av. Now, the Mishnah Bechoros explains that, in fact, Ben Azai is not only disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva about what the three grunos are, but whether there are three. Ben Azai actually adds a fourth. Ben Azai says, really, Ben Azai doesn't disagree with Rabbi Akiva about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is correct, but Ben Azai adds in an additional one. He says Elul is on its own. Elul is by itself. So on the 29th of Av, we have a Goren for all the animals that were born after Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And then again, the month of Elul would be Rosh Hashanah. The third opinion is Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Be'echad B'Nisan. So they say Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is actually different than both Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai. And that's because, fundamentally, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree with the half a month. They say it's not half a month, it should be 2 weeks. 2 weeks is enough time, and so 14 days. 14 days before Pesach is actually Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And so the first day of Nisan, that is day number one, Goren number one for Ma'aser Behema. Two is Be'achad B'Sivan, in that they agree with Ben Azai that it should be closer to Shavuos. And three is Be'esrim V'Tisha Be'Elul, the 29th of Elul, not Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? Mipnei ma amru, asked the Mishnah, Be'esrim V'Tisha Be'Elul. After all, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say that you don't need 15 days, 2 weeks is enough. And so we would expect them to say the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Right, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, right? Because Aleph Tishrei, even Beis Tishrei, is 14 days. It's second day of Rosh Hashanah should be enough for the animals to be done, right? So why do they say more? They're saying 16 days before. Mipnimah amru be'esr mitishrei be'elul, v'lo amru be'echad b'tishrei, right? Or even b'sheni b'tishrei. Mipnei shehu yom tov. Because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. V'yefshalaser Yom Tov. You can't take Maestros then. Lefika chichtimu l'eser mitisha be'elul. And therefore, they pushed it back one day because you can't take Maestro Behema on Yom Tov. And therefore, you'd end up pushing it all the way to Gimel. Right? And therefore, they take the Maestros before Rosh Hashanah. That way, the animals will be available for purchase after Rosh Hashanah, preparatory to the holiday of Sukkot.